more than 17 years, we have been working to build a church which can provide a physical home for the worship and service of God and for our community. And now it's pretty much complete, and we have a plan for how we will continue to develop our facilities as we have the time, the money, and the inclination. So what next? It is time for us, as we mature as a church, to focus once more on our ministry and mission. And so I'm recommending that this year we read together the book Slow Church. And most of our sermons on the third Sunday of the month will be drawing from it. Slow Church takes its name from the slow food movement. Slow food is, of course, a challenge to fast food. Whereas fast food is food which is uniform, often processed, and comes from suppliers who have no relationship to where it is sold and eaten, slow food is prepared fresh each time by local chefs using locally sourced ingredients. Here in Slow, we know a lot about slow food. Now, Slow Church is a church which is rooted and grounded in the place where it flourishes. Church which is responsive to the local community. Church which doesn't follow some get big quick franchise, but listens carefully to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Slow Church gives us time to do the work of discerning, of pondering together. It gives us time for the deep work of spiritual formation. It provides time for the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts and our minds. I'm going to pass around two samples of coffee. One of them is from Guatemala and one of them is from Peru. And I'm sure that we're not such connoisseurs that we can actually tell the difference, but if you smell them, I mean that we can tell which is Peruvian and which is Guatemalan. But if you smell them, just possibly, you may be able to tell the difference. And the difference comes from many things, like the soil, the rainfall, the amount of shade the plants receive, how old the beans are when they're picked, and of course how they're roasted. Coffee is like tea or wine. Where it's grown makes a difference. And church is like that too. The Episcopal tradition drew out of the Church of England, which in turn grew from the Roman Catholic Church, adapted to the English temperament with a bit of Celtic Christianity thrown in and a large dose of continental Protestantism. And in the process, we became a reformed Catholic Church. But when the Church of England was taken overseas by traders and missionaries, wherever it went, it became something a little different. So that now Anglican churches in different countries sometimes have very different views and ideas about what it means to be Christian and what it means to be Anglican. And even here in the United States, there's a wide range of ideas and emphases. This is nothing new, because there is no pure Christianity from which all others grew. Everywhere the church has been planted, local variations have developed. God loves diversity. No two of us are the same, so why should any two churches be the same? The way God has chosen to redeem the world is place by place, gathering communities that together seek the common good, the redemption, the shalom of particular places. When Paul writes his letters to the new churches, each one is different, because the issues each church faces are a little different. Even if Paul had had some pre-designed program that he had used in each church that he founded in order to ensure a consistency of product, each one would still have developed differently because it was different people experiencing God in different places and different things happened. In the reading that we didn't hear today from 1 Corinthians, he said, "Like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build on it." Each builder must choose with care. There is no predetermined plan for all churches. And as we continue to build this one, we must build with care. If we make coffee from those two samples, they will taste different. The coffee review tells me that the highlands of Guatemala produce several of the world's finest and most